well, Tony. Your fight's next on the program. How are you feeling?
Terrible. I've just seen the champion. He's a great big bloke. I had to stand on a chair to read the name on his dressing gown.
don't worry about it too much. I know you can beat him. You know you can beat him.
Good. Pop next door and tell him he might call it off.
You'll be all right. Come on. Let me help you to get ready. I'll bandage your hands up.
Save some of it. We might need it.
Hey, Tub, there's a full house out there. Everybody's come to see you. Jack Solomons is sitting in the fifth row.
Good, I might drop in on him.
Come on, Tony. Let me help you on with your gloves.
All right. Pass them over.
Oh, you've dropped them.
Say, what have you got in those gloves?
Oh, just a few trinkets to bring me luck.
Empty them out. Well, how do you like that? Four horseshoes, a brass rabbit's put, a cast iron clover, and a big lump of coal.
I'm just a superstitious old fool. Put them back. Let's see if I've got everything. Boots, socks, gloves, pajamas, toothbrush, suitcase. Good night.
Come back.
Tony, don't worry, darling. You'll be all right. I'll be thinking of you. When you're out there in that ring, I'll be out there with you.
So will I.
Good. Between the three of us, we should be able to give him a right bashing.
Now, are you all set, Tub?
I think so. Gum shield, gloves, trunks, braces.
Braces? With boxing trunks?
Certainly. Nobody's hitting me below the belt.
Hello, Tony boy. Everything all right?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Good. Fight starts in 2 minutes. Come on now, I'll show you where to go for the way in.
Never mind that. Show me where to go for the way out.
You're not going anywhere. Now, you stay here. I stand to win a fortune tonight. Now, listen. Here's your instructions. As soon as the bell goes, you walk to the middle of the ring.
And lay down?
No.
Oh.
You've got to last the first round. It might look fishy otherwise. Now, the best thing you can do for the first round is back pedal.
Pardon?
Back pedal. All round the ring.
Oh, we're on bikes.
We're not on bikes.
There's no need to shout. I didn't know. I wish I hadn't come.
Now, don't forget, you take your dive in the second or third round, but whatever you do, don't lay down before he hits you. It don't look right. Now, Billy and me will be in your corner.
Good. If I want anything, I'll just scream, shall I?
Right. Now, get out there and perform as though your life depends on it, because believe me, it does.
Isn't it marvelous? I only wanted to lose a bit of weight.
Good luck, Tony, darling. Give me a big kiss before you go.
Thank you. Can I have my gum shield back now?
All right, come on. I'm waiting for you.
Good luck, Tub.
Milo, and ladies and gentlemen, it's the 15-round contest. 3 minutes each round. For the heavyweight championship of Great Britain, between the elder Don Muscles of Battersea and the challenger, two-time Tony Hancock of Birmingham.
That's it. That's it. Good night. I must go. I just remembered I got to better be grandmother.
Your grandmother's not dead.
I know. It is not going to be a struggle.
Tony, you can't disappoint your fans now. Besides, it's being broadcast. You'll have to go through with it.
I'm scared. Look, my teeth are chattering.
Well, take them out and put them in a water bucket.
He had them. They're still at it.
Too late now. The fight's just going to start.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Paul Carpenter speaking to you from the White City Stadium, where we're just about to witness the fight for the heavyweight championship of Great Britain. The announcements have been made, and the referee has called the two fighters into the center of the ring. The referee's resting his hand on Hancock's shoulder, and Hancock's down. That's all right. He's recovered. They're back in their corners. And there goes the bell for round one. Straight away, the champion opens up a straight left, another left, a right cross, a left hook, another left, another left. Oh, yes, I thought this would happen. The referee is telling Hancock to come out from under his stool. Now the champion is really letting fly. A right, a left, another right. Ooh, a vicious left there. And now Hancock's found an opening between the ropes. He's halfway up the aisle. He's reached the exit. They've got him. They're bringing him back. He's in the ring again, and straight away a left to Hancock's jaw, and Hancock's down. He's up. He's down. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Get your foot off me, Brayson. We'd better sling the towel in quickly.
Why?
His pants are falling down.
What a fight this is. 6'9" versus 5'6", and now Hancock is fighting back. He throws a left, a right, another left, another right, a left, a right, and another left, another right. And yes, the champion's left knee is definitely showing signs of punishment. And there goes the bell for the end of round one. Come in, Barry.
He can come in here if he likes. Oh, where's my stool?
Well done, Tony boy. How are you feeling?
I'm worried. He's found me weak spot.
Has he? Where?
All over.
Tony, darling, you were wonderful. Why, you could even beat him. The way you keep bashing his gloves with your nose has got him worried.
Well, now, don't forget, Hancock, you lie down in the next round.
It'll be a pleasure.
And so we come to round two, and straight away the champion cuts loose. A left to Hancock's head. A right to Hancock's head. A left to Hancock's head. How can Hancock stand this terrific punishment?
Tony, take that bucket off your head.
Now the two boys are in the middle of the ring. They've gone into a clinch.
Of course, this isn't really my game, you know.
I didn't think it was.
Well, it's not really. You could tell. I mean, you spotted it straight away.
I mean, I saw you. I saw you.
I'm a wrestler, really.
I thought you were. Yeah.
You could tell by my build. Yeah, I wrestled that Carnera once.
Did you? Nice fella.
You'd have liked him. A real gent at top he was. Oh, yes. Yes, you. I think you. I was there. You were there at the time. Anyway, we were in a lock and he grabbed hold of my leg and he twisted. I said, here, you can't do that, I said. He could see I meant it because I'm like that when I'm roused. I'm a funny bloke. Charlie will tell you. You know Charlie? Well, he's seen me go.
I can tell you.
Anyway, I said to this Carnera, pack it up, I said. His muscles nearly jumped out of his skin.
They did, yeah.
They did. Anyway, he raised himself up on one elbow.
Yes.
You know, he looked at me just like I'm looking at you.
He did.
Now, this minute, yes. Yeah, admiration on his face. Then he smiled at me, just like you are now.
Yeah.
He reached out.
Yeah.
He took hold of my hand. Yeah. You know what he did?
What?
He broke me arm.
And now the referee has pulled them apart and the champion throws a terrific right hand into Hancock's stomach. Now he's struggling to get it out. And there's a bit of a brawl going on. The champ's down. Yes, he's down. The referee's counting. 7, 8, 9. Out. It's all over. The new heavyweight champion of Great Britain, two-ton Tony Hancock.
Bill! Bill, he's done it. He's beaten him.
Good boy, Tub.
Hooray.
This is fantastic. Hancock looked all over a beaten man. I don't quite know what happened, but he must have pulled something out from somewhere because the champ is out cold. And over now to Hancock's corner, his manager, Sid James, is walking over to congratulate him.
You stupid, fat, lumbering cluck. I'm ruined. I thought I told you to lie down.
I tried to lie down. I was just falling backwards when his glove got caught in my braces.
And what happened, Tony?
I sprang back and clouted him with my head.
And now you're the champ. A few more fights and we'll all be rich. We can fight Rocky Marciano, Ezzard Charles, Jack Cardner. We can fight them all, can't you, Tub?
No, I'm not fighting any more of those big boys.
But, Tub, you can't do this to me. I'm the best friend money can buy.
Now, listen. You and Maura put me on a diet, remember? I'm supposed to be getting me weight down. I'm too light for the heavyweight. I've already decided who my next opponent's going to be.
Who?
Gordon Richards. Maura, I'll have me prunes and carrots in the dressing room, please.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, featuring the Laird himself with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, and this week's special guest, Paul Carpenter and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wallace Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson. Thank you.